on this episode of Bed Bath & Beyond, I rant a shit ton about the Ravens-Steelers game and how the refs totally fucked us, specifically twice. Once in the first half, once in the second half, a nice double fucking. I go on a very long tangent. I'm warning you now. I'm a very passionate Ravens fan. Fuck you if you don't understand my passion. Then we talk about week 13. We preview all the games. There's no Thursday night game, so we don't talk about Thursday night. We just talk about Sunday night and Sunday day and Monday night. Doubleheader Monday night. Ooh. And away we go. 3, 2, 1.
Go.
I am Ian Peacock.
And I am Andy Heidemann. And I hate sports betting. No matter what you say, I'm betting $100 on it tonight.
Welcome to Bed Bath & Beyond.
Brought to you by B3TSports.com.
Fuck you. Okay, Andrew. So why don't you tell us what we're going to talk about today?
We're going to talk about how the Ravens can't win a football game.
You need to shut the fuck up, first off. First off, let's preview. Yes. I mean, not preview. Fuck that. Let's recap the Ravens-Steelers game from yesterday, because the Ravens almost beat the Steelers with a practice squad. And, oh my God, I'm about to go on a rant, Andrew. You've set me up.
Trace McSorley, baby.
Okay, yes. But let's not even talk. Let's talk before Trace McSorley. Let's talk about the first half. And let's talk about how we were on the 1 yard line right before half with 20 something seconds left. And the Steelers all laid down on the fucking ball on our running back for a solid 20 seconds, did not get up. There are at least two
Steelers. Shit happens.
No.
It does. It happens all the time.
Andrew, that is...
listen to me. Andrew, it happens all the time. You're just upset because it's your team.
Nope. That is so dumb. That is like a passing... That's like saying...
It's super dumb.
No, but it's a thing that happens. No. Andrew, it's a rule that was broken, is what I'm saying. A delay of game is an actual thing. If you look in the handbook, which a lot of Ravens players did, as if you saw on Twitter, if you saw on Reddit, if a player, it even has language in the rules.
Listen.
No, Andrew, let me finish, because you can't just say shit happens when people break the rules. That's like going to Saints fans and saying shit happens when you got that pass interference call in the NFC Championship game.
Except shit does happen because they didn't overturn it. That's what I'm saying. Like, that shit happens all the time.
But you can't just blow it off like that, because if you do that, then you're basically saying, I'm okay with the product that I'm watching. I'm cool with that. That's like saying you get a new iPhone.
Where else am I going to go for football?
That's like saying I get a new iPhone or I get a new MacBook and it doesn't fucking work like it should. I'm like, oh, shit happens. No, you send that shit back to Apple.
People make a big deal out of murder, and people still murder people.
No, shut up. You can't just say.
I'm just saying.
You can't just say, "Oh, shit happens. Time to move on." No, because when you do that, the game doesn't improve. The product doesn't improve. The refs should have called delay of game, and since they didn't, the Ravens could not get a huddle together.
It was still third down.
They had to quickly snap the ball with 5 seconds left. The Steelers milled 20 seconds off of the clock before half. That's ridiculous.
It is stupid. But here's the other thing. Regardless of that, it was third down. You guys have, like, it's the easiest 3 points ever. You guys are not down a lot. I do not know why you didn't spike it and kick the field goal there.
Because we're playing against the Steelers with our practice squad team. We're not going to settle for field goals. I totally support going for the touchdown. What I don't support.
And you had the touchdown, by the way.
Yeah, we did. Wilson dropped it.
I cannot believe Wilson dropped it.
I mean, it was a good defensive play on whoever was covering him, because they did get their arm in there and obviously took Wilson to the ground, and that's when the ball was dislodged. So yes, Wilson should have caught the ball. But at the same time, if we go back to the root of the problem, and not all these red herrings, but if we go back to the root of the problem, the Steelers milked 20 seconds off the clock by laying on the ball, by laying on the ground, which is a direct rule violation.
The Steelers are the dirtiest team in the NFL.
That's not true. Look, you don't have to hyperbolize or exaggerate the situation.
Where do you want me to lean?
You don't need to exaggerate the situation to then sort of like prove some sort of point. They're not the dirtiest team. I don't think they're usually a dirty team. they're our main rivals, they're our arch rivals in the division, but they're not necessarily a dirty team. However, they broke the rules and the refs should have called them on it. And they didn't. And by doing that, it's like, okay, yeah, I know calls are missed, but when it happens, it ruins the game. It ruins the product that I'm watching.
Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, I understand what you're saying. And I know you're saying that you can't just blow off some of these things. There are pass interference calls that are blown every single week. I mean, these refs cannot get every call. And even if they could get every call, I mean, we could rewatch every single play and look for penalties, but it destroys the game.
I'm not even saying get every call right. Get the obvious calls right. I mean, that was an obvious call that everybody, both sides on Twitter, Steelers fans and sure. Ravens fans, and I'm sure you agree. That was delay of game. So when everyone agrees,
it's, I mean, I was laughing the entire time I was watching. I'm sure I was just like, I'm sure.
I probably would be laughing too if it was a third party team that I didn't care about. But but at the same time, I mean, I laughed when the Saints lost the game in the NFC Championship 2 years ago because of that ridiculous pass interference botch call. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe that happened. That sucks. But at the same time, that honestly is, from a football fan's perspective, when the refs get something wrong that should be so obvious and everyone else in the room can see it, then it degrades the product. It degrades the game. It just does. And it makes me not want to, I still watch football, obviously. Now, of course, I'm going to still watch football, but it's like, it's another hay in the stack. It's another hay.
Basketball starts soon.
The phrase, it's the straw that broke the camel's back. It's just another straw. Mm-hmm. And pretty soon, I'm a pretty strong camel, so I don't think my back is going to get broken anytime soon.
I don't like that image.
But there are people's backs out there that do get broken and they stop watching football. I mean, it is. I mean, there are a lot of people that stopped watching football. I guarantee you that Saints play from 2 years ago single-handedly lost the NFL more fans than any other play. Maybe the Dez catch play, I don't know. But there are some
controversial.
There are some plays in football that are so bad and the NFL does nothing to correct it at the time that they lose fans. I mean, that's just business.
Well, it's also crazy because you have to wonder what you even do to correct something after the fact of the game. Do you take a draft pick from a team? That's not fair. That's not on the teams. I mean, there's if the team does something,
there's nothing you can do.
Right. You fine officials maybe.
Maybe that is something I've never even heard before, but when players fuck up, they get penalized, monetarily. They get, when you do a dirty play, if you hit someone helmet to helmet or do something like that, and it might have been an accident, but you still did something that broke the rules or whatever, you get penalized. Well, I mean, thinking out loud, that's a great way to make sure that refs get the calls right, is penalizing ridiculous obvious plays that there's
then you have to go and set up a committee and be like, because you can't use other refs, because every ref in the NFL would never subject the other refs to it because they would be scared that a team is going to file an injunction to get a thing reviewed and no one's going to say, yeah, that was bad, because then they're going to get fined and they're not going to want to do that to each other. So you're going to have to outsource a different board to make an unbiased decision, and then they're going to have to vote on it because there's no way that those refs don't freak out over this sort of mentality.
Sure.
Because they're you hired us to call a game and we're telling you what it is. And
okay, well, how about this? And I have heard this before. I've heard this solution before, and it's a sky judge. They bring
I'm in on that.
They bring in people like Gene Skeritor and all these other people that, are supposed to be the rules expert, right? When a play is going on, they're like, hey, let's pass it to such and such. And what do you think about this, Gene? And Gene's like, based off of this rule, blah, 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 multiple camera angles, just have someone like that can oversee everything so that they can pause the game when necessary and then deliver a verdict like a judge, like a captain, like a referee captain who is looking at all the replays and can make sure that these obvious, look, I'm not talking about like silly rink-a-dink holding calls or even like pass interference calls that could go either way. I'm fine with that. I'm talking about egregious, obvious, everyone in the room is all seeing it. How are the refs not seeing it? Those type of calls that can affect a game, those need to be reviewed by a sky judge or by a higher power that can step in when necessary and change the ruling, because it is ruining football. It is making people stop buying the NFL. I mean, it is. When you are a shitty business and you fuck customers over. To be fair,
I can't really buy the NFL anyway, because every time I try to buy like a package to watch their thing, they charge you $1 billion to look at all the games.
Well, I'm talking about buying jerseys. I'm talking about buying tickets. I'm talking about, I mean, there's a lot of ways to give money to the NFL. And when you stop caring about football games and you stop becoming a fan, you stop buying their products. I'm smart.
Are you going to stop watching football?
I just said earlier in the podcast, my back is very strong, meaning that it's not going to be this.
I shouldn't have even asked.
Yeah, because I've already addressed it. I already said I wasn't going to stop. I wasn't going to not stop watching, but I do know of people who have stopped, and there are people out there.
So the Browns play the Titans this week.
Okay, one last thing before. That wasn't even really the recap of the game. That was just me going off on a tangent, because the Ravens really could have won against the Steelers. And I could go on a completely new tangent. I will not, for the sake of you and the listeners, I will not go on the tangent when the Steelers in the fourth quarter, clearly with like 2 minutes left, clearly did not have a first down. They even put up fourth and inches on the screen. I even saw it. When they brought out the fucking yardstick and then they reviewed the play and gave the Steelers the first down, that was unbelievable, ludicrous. I'm not going to go on a tangent.
Luda.
But I'll say something positive, say something good. The Ravens played well for practice squad. RG3 had some nice runs.
But that's all he did. Dude only threw for 33 yards.
Yeah, no, he can't throw. But Trace McSorley. Now,
Trace McSorley, he threw that touchdown and he made Hollywood Brown relevant, but he had two balls that definitely should have been like, one of them should have been a pick six.
Right. I mean, this was his first game and he was a third string quarterback.
Oh, so yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I'm just saying, like, his stat line looked not terrible, but if those would have been picked, it would have been like, oof.
No, but I think I would rather have Trace McSorley as the backup to Lamar rather than RG3. And after watching the game, RG3 can maybe take off on some runs, but after a while that gets stale. The defense can pick up on that. You need to be able to throw the ball to keep them on their toes. I don't think RG3 can do that.
What was the score of that game? Was it 14-19?
Correct.
Okay. 14-19, Steelers take it.
Now, before we preview Week 13, there is some news that I do want to talk about.
Ooh, what's that?
One is the Texans situation and Kyle Fuller getting...
You mean Will Fuller.
Sorry, not Kyle Fuller. Kyle Fuller. Who the fuck is Kyle Fuller?
I don't know. That's why.
Kyle Fuller. It might be a kid I went to high school with. Kyle Fuller.
No, he sounds like a sports person.
I know. Well, the name sounds so familiar and I can't peg him. But yes, sorry. Will Fuller... Notre Dame. He went to Notre Dame.
He did.
Wide receiver. So I do know about Will Fuller. He's very fast.
He's really fast. Because he's on that performance-enhancing drug.
Yeah.
Got a six-game suspension.
Six games.
And that really sucks. I've been fucked over by Will Fuller three times in fantasy this year, and I really wish. I was wondering about that. I don't know how you fix that in fantasy. You really can't. You know, it's like you just let it be. It's kind of annoying.
Yeah, and this is, for a lot of leagues, the last regular season fantasy week in the league before playoffs start for week 14.
Mm-hmm. Now, anyone who's in there because of Will Fuller, that's definitely a possibility. Will Fuller has won people a lot of games this year. You're not going to have him, obviously, through the playoffs. So that'll suck for you. But, man, anyone who lost out because they lost a game to a monster Will Fuller game, that kind of sucks too, because you know.
Yeah, you know what,
he's a cheater.
And this is off tangent, but as we're talking about fantasy this week, and this being the last regular season week for a lot of leagues, I realized something. that the Bucks and the Panthers have bye weeks this week, which is crazy.
They do.
That's crazy. I didn't know people were still getting byes. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like
this is the last week for byes, I believe.
Yeah, it's very late in the season, but yeah, I mean, which makes sense because
Tom is old. They decided to give him that end of year break.
Oh man, there was something else before we start week 13 preview. Oh, we kind of fucked up in our last episode.
That's probably not possible.
Yeah, go right. On. We didn't mention after the Seahawks Eagles game how much Doug Peterson fucked over sports bettors by going for two on that last touchdown. Yeah. We never talked about that. And we're a sports betting podcast, and that should be our MO. That should be the first thing that we talked about. So we apologize. We just totally missed it. I was super tired. And
that game put me to sleep.
Yeah, that game was terrible to watch. I hated watching that game. I'm not even joking. Like, honestly, I don't think I would watch that game again, even
if you paid me.
Even if it was the last football game of the season for like.
I would watch that.
I don't know, man. That was bad. That was really bad. But anyway, yes, the spread was 6.5, and by Doug going for two, even though he was down. Down eight? He was down 14 when they scored the touchdown. So he was down 8. And you would think that you would just kick the field goal, make it down by 7, which would still, you know, if you did get the onside kick and were able to score another touchdown, you know, you'd get 7 points.
Yeah. And that bothers me. Well, it bothers me because if you're so sure that you've got a 2-point play that's going to score on that, I mean, yeah, if you get it, you're going to feel momentum for your team. So if you get offense again, you get to go. But I mean, if you're so confident in that play, just do it as normal. And then that way, you know, when you score the next time, you win the game because you're going to be able to run that 2-point play.
Right. It fucked a lot of bettors. It fucked a lot of bettors. In fact, a lot of people are now saying Vegas had their hand in the game. I don't know.
Yeah. How is Vegas so close all the time?
I don't know, but that is sus. That's sus.
Okay. So we got the 8-3 Browns and the 8-3 Titans kicking off our slate here for week 13.
What about Thursday night football?
There is no Thursday night football. Today's Thursday. It was supposed to be tonight, but it was the Ravens game, and that's going to be played on Tuesday.
Correct.
Ravens-Cowboys.
Tuesday night game.
The Titans are 5.5-point favorites. I think that's big.
Okay.
I think that's a pretty big spread.
I love betting the under in Cleveland. Unfortunately, this game is in Tennessee, so that throws it out the window. Tennessee has good weather. Fuck.
I think, and the over-under for this is 53.5. That's actually pretty high. I think I'm going to take the Cleveland Browns to cover at 5.5.
Wow, I'm taking the Titans. The Browns are poopy. They're poopy.
What do you say if the Browns win, though? Does that change your mentality on the Browns?
Yes, it does. The Browns beat the Titans, something that the Ravens couldn't do this season, I will say that they are legit. And not only will they obviously probably make the playoffs, I mean, at 9-3, I would say it's almost guaranteed. But
right.
I would also say that they have a chance to even win a playoff game, which is big.
That'd be crazy. That'd be huge for the Browns.
That's big.
How close to the game, even if the Browns don't lose, but if they cover, like, are you still like, okay, Brown? I mean, maybe the game would be shitty, but if it's a good game and the Browns are close, I mean, will you at least, you're expecting a blowout here from the Titans, right?
No, I'm not expecting a blowout. I just think, I think the Titans will cover that 5.5. I would give the Titans a 1-possession lead. I would say,
well, a touchdown lead.
If the spread was up to 7, 6.5, I would take the Titans. Now, if the Browns barely lose, I don't think that changes my opinion at all. I don't think so.
Okay. Well, we got Raiders, Jets. The Jets are the worst team I've ever seen in my life.
You just hate Adam Gase.
I do, actually, and I want him out of football forever. But the Raiders are 8.5-point favorites. I'm hammering the Raiders.
I don't know about this.
Hammering the Raiders.
Because
there's no way the Raiders do not lose like they did last week and come out and then do it again to the Jets, because John Gruden would literally murder somebody.
Say that again. What's the spread?
It's 8.5.
That's, oh, man, dude, I don't know. I think I would take the Jets. I'm taking the Jets plus 8.5.
I gotta take the Raiders.
Only because the Jets have had sneaky games this year where they don't win, obviously, because they're winless.
Yeah.
But they make games close. And so
Do you think they go winless the whole season?
I do. Yeah. I think we talked about that last week.
Mm-hmm.
I do think the Jets go winless. So because they played because they lost to the Chargers, right? Was that the game that we talked about?
Yes, they did.
So yep, that was it.
They lost to the Chargers.
And that's it. It's over.
Yeah, there's no way to pull that out.
I mean,
they're fucked. Yeah, seriously, they're terrible.
In fact, I don't have it up right now, but I bet you anything the odds for the Jets to go 0-16 is actually a favorite on DraftKings.
I can look here after this. But here, there's a bigger spread here. The Vikings are 10.5 point favorites in the next game against the Jags.
I'm taking the Jags. That's too high.
I think I will also take the Jags. I will 100% take the Jags. The Vikings will lose games that they shouldn't lose, but they're not going to lose this game, but they're definitely not going to. They get Adam Thielen back? Yeah, I'm taking the Jags. I'm going to handle
that. Oh, man. Okay, I just looked it up. On DraftKings, New York Jets, for them to go 0-16, it's actually an underdog odd +144.
I mean that's pretty close to even still. I'd take it. I really do think that the only problem with certain future bets, if they don't pay out well enough, you're just giving your money to a sportsbook to hold.
Right. Yeah. That's what I don't like about futures too. That's another reason why I don't like about futures.
But anyway, we both got the Jags there. Let's see. Bengals, Dolphins.
This is going to be an interesting... No, fuck. Joe Burrow's done. That I keep forgetting that, and it sucks. And I honestly don't know what to do with my Bengals wide receivers in fantasy because...
Right.
Like, Tyler Boyd was crushing it all season. In fact, I don't think he got below double digits the entire season except for last week when, obviously, their backup started. And that sucks.
God,
he was a fucking rock on my league.
Yeah, the Bengals won't win a game the rest of the season either. The Dolphins are actually 11.5 point favorites, and I'm gonna take the Dolphins to cover.
Really?
Yeah, I think Tua is also.
Is Joe Mixon in? Is Joe? No, he's not.
No, he's not. He's on IR. Wait, what are you talking about? No, they're optimistic. We're talking about two separate things here. Mixon, I don't think is playing. I think this is the last week of IR. Fitz, I don't think is Fitz is the starter right now because Tua had that thumb injury, but they said they're hopeful that he'll play this week.
I think Fitzpatrick plays.
I'm taking them to cover 11.5, no matter who's starting. But
well, here's the reason why I'm a little interested with the Fitzpatrick Tua. Is because I picked up Fitzpatrick on waivers, and they said he was going to play. I even looked on like the little analysis, and they're saying that he's going to play, and they're predicting like 17 points or whatever. So I wouldn't have claimed him off of waivers if I didn't think he was going to play.
All right,
he's my backup. I obviously have Tannehill. I'm starting Tannehill over the Browns.
Let's see here. So the next game we got Colts, Texans, and I obviously have the Colts winning this game.
Yeah, but give me the spread, you little nugget.
What?
You nugget.
All right. So the Colts are 3.5 point favorites. I'm going to take the Colts to cover, especially with the Texans not having Will Fuller.
You nug. I don't know. Dude, nugget is such a fucking funny word. Fucking nugget.
I like to call people Muppets.
Muppets, that's another good one. Muppets is good. Nugget is like you're just a fucking little nugget.
Thank you.
Oh man. But what, like, some people use the word nugget for like being cute. I'm not talking about being cute. I'm just talking about like a stale old
McDonald's. Well, that changes everything.
Like a stale old McDonald's nugget that you find on the ground. You're like a little.
Those are still edible.
Nugget. Yeah, I bet they are. You know? I bet you eat them.
Okay. It's like, oh, there's a nugget. Delicious.
I have. What was the spread? I fucking.
3.5, you fucking buffoon.
You fucking nugget. Oh man. Yeah, I'll take the Colts for that. Without Will
Hammer,
Fuller.
Hammer.
Without Will
Fuller. Absolutely. I would take him with Will Fuller. I'm in on that.
Tight.
We got Lions, Bears. Okay, oh my.
This game is going to be interesting, Andrew. Because we talked about this earlier in the season when they fired Bill O'Brien from the Texans, and the very next game, what happened? The Texans came out swinging and won their first game, I believe. They definitely won the game the week after O'Brien was fired. Now, here is the exact same scenario with the Lions. Matt Patricia and their GM were fired. So I'm expecting the Lions to come out swinging.
The Bears are 3-point favorites, and I'm hammering the Lions.
Yep, there you go. Exactly. Did you agree, though? Do you agree with my analysis?
Sure. I'm in on that, and I also think that the Bears are just imploding. I just don't think that they can win a game. Sure. I think that the Lions are not a better team at all, but I don't know. I just think, look, I look at both the records, 4-7 and 5-6. Like, they're so close in record that if the Lions pull ahead of them, like, they have a better shot at a wild card spot than the Bears.
Dude, the Bears are imploding, and I'm assuming they're going to keep playing Trubisky.
I couldn't tell you.
He's not the answer. Neither of them are. Foles and Trubisky, they got to go, dude. They got to go. I'm obviously sympathetic for Bears fans because they're wasting such a great defense, but they got fucking rocked, dude, last game against the Packers.
The worst part about a really good defense with a bad offense isn't really weeks 1-5 or 1-6, because the defense is usually still pretty fresh. But now that you're getting later in the season, these defenses have been on the field for so long because the offense can't put anything together and they are so tired.
Yep. That's a big thing. Okay. Bad offense, your defense is going to get winded very fast.
Next game, Saints, Falcons, and I hate the Falcons.
Falcons.
And the Saints are 2.5-point favorites.
Yeah, you hammer the Saints. I'm hammering the Saints.
Are the Saints better without Drew Brees?
No, they're not. They're definitely not. But I don't even know. Like, I don't think Taysom Hill's the guy either. Like, he can run.
He hasn't thrown a touchdown since he started.
Yeah, I mean, he just rushes touchdowns. He just throws. Yeah. I mean, he throws the ball for sure. Like, Michael Thomas had a pretty good game, I think, last game. Mm-hmm. But
they stopped throwing to Kamara. He hasn't had, like, a big receiving game in, like, 3 weeks.
That's another thing. Yeah, that's another thing. Which is good, because the guy who I'm always going to tie this back into fantasy. The guy I'm playing this week, which is basically if I win, I will make the playoffs. If I lose, I will not make the playoffs. It's a big, big game for me. The guy I'm playing has Kamara. So hopefully this trend continues. Knock on wood.
Let's see here. Then we got the Giants and the Seahawks.
Wait.
What? You want to talk more about that?
Yeah, I didn't hear your take.
Oh, I have the Saints winning. I mean, the Saints are going to definitely cover the 2.5 points. It's just a matter of what will the game look like. I also don't think Julio is not said to have been playing yet either.
Who did the Falcons smoke last week?
The Raiders.
Yes. Oh, I mean, ooh.
Yeah. They're not going to beat the Saints.
No, I'm still taking the Saints.
Okay. Giants, Seahawks. Let me look and see if I can find the spread here. But obviously the Seahawks are going to. Oh my God, the Seahawks are 10-point favorites.
No way. You hammer the Giants. I will hammer this. I will hammer this spread 100%.
I'm going to take the Seahawks.
No, Andrew, you will. Come on now. I'm
going to take the Seahawks.
Okay, here's this. Do you think who's better, the Eagles or the Giants?
The Giants.
Correct. Now, if the Eagles made it a 6-point game between the Seahawks, don't you think the Giants are going to be even closer? You get my reasoning? What the fuck?
I get. No, here's the thing. It's also in Seattle. That's another thing. And
who cares?
Everyone is talking about how bad the Seahawks pass offense or pass defense has been, and it started off really bad. If you look at their allowed yards per game, the last 6 games they have gotten better and better and better and better and better every single week. I'm not saying that they're a shutdown defense, but I'm saying that they have gotten better.
They have. I agree.
I think that since they hammered that out, They also just got he can't play this week, but they got Josh Gordon eligible for the playoffs. They're sitting really well here. They cannot afford to lose to a team like the Giants. Again, I don't think we're debating whether or not they'll win or lose, but I think the Seahawks can definitely smash and win by 10.
Here's another thing I just thought about. Is Daniel Jones hurt? Is he even playing?
He was not at practice today.
Then I take back. If Daniel Jones doesn't play, then I would take the Seahawks to cover that.
Okay.
I definitely think Daniel Jones is getting better. And I think if Daniel Jones plays, no question, Giants cover that 10.5 spread.
Interesting. Okay. Next up, we got Rams, Cardinals.
I'm sorry, who was that? I don't know who that team is.
We got the 7-4 frauds.
The Cardinals. There are a lot of frauds on this board. And there's only the fraudiest of the frauds. One would say the kings of the frauds. The frothiest. The kings of fraud lands themselves versus the Cardinals.
I'm going to take the Cardinals. It's just obviously to win it. The spread is, but the Rams are favored. Are favored -2.5.
I'm sure they are because of the biggest frauds of all time, which I'm hammering the Cardinals. Now, I will say this.
I can't believe they just lost to this. The Rams just fucking lost to the 49ers. Oh, I cannot believe it.
I can because I've been calling them frauds since week 5. I don't know if that was the exact week, but it was, let's say, they are the kings of fraudland. I wrote a whole article about it. I've been tweeting it. They've lost me so much money. I'm so done with the Rams. Hammer the Cardinals. I don't care if the in fact, this would be a good alt spread game. I'm going to take the Cardinals -7.
Sure.
-7, Andrew.
Oh, let me tell you what the odds would be on that. Please open up
here. Do it. Hey,
do it. We got props, halves, quarters, alt spreads.
Do it.
Point spread.
Hey, Andrew.
Fuck.
Do it.
I can't find it. I'll look at that after this. Well, I can. Okay. Why don't you look at the odds?
I did. I looked at the 0-16 Jets.
Thank you.
+144, remember?
I'm definitely hammering the Cardinals here. Not even a doubt in my mind. Then we got Pats, Chargers, and
here we go.
I don't even know if this is going to be a good game.
Andrew, it literally took me 3 seconds. So the Rams. Okay. The Rams -7, which is all the way at the fucking bottom, so I had to scroll forever, is +290.
Okay.
That
I would.
I don't know.
You could take that. You gonna bet it?
I thought it would be better. I thought it would be better. I was hoping like a +400 act like sort of thing, but +290. I'll think about it.
You'll think about it. That's all I ask.
No one asked you.
So the next game is kind of, it's a toss to whatever. It's Patriots, Chargers. Patriots are -1. They're 1-point favorites.
I think I'm taking the Chargers.
I'm taking the Patriots. I think I have to.
I know people are saying the Patriots are in the hunt because technically they still are. I think the Chargers
are,
end that this game. The Chargers end that this game.
I don't know. I don't know if the Chargers can end anything.
The Patriots barely. Actually, they didn't. Man, last week the Patriots Cardinals game was a bit of a shit show on all.
It was,
accounts.
But they grinded it out.
Yeah, they did on that. Well, only because Gonzalez missed a field goal, and then the Patriots kicker kicked a field goal to win it. I'm taking the Chargers. Yep, no, I'm taking the Chargers. I'm not going to talk myself out of this.
Me neither. I'm not going to talk you out of it.
So hammer the Packers.
I don't want to talk about the Eagles.
I really don't.
Packers-Eagles. The Packers are 8.5-point favorites. I'm definitely taking that. I think the Eagles are bad. I want to know how long. I want to know how many more games before they actually start Jalen Hurts.
I don't think they will this season, which is just a
testament. Really don't think so?
Nope. It's just a testament on how bad that team is. Not only playing, but coaching. I don't understand how you keep Carson Wentz. And I'm so sick and tired of hearing it's not Carson Wentz's fault. The O-line is terrible. He's the most sacked quarterback in the NFL. Okay, Their O-line is terrible. I will give you that. However, the reason he's the most sacked quarterback in the NFL has nothing to do with his O-line and everything to do with his decision making, because the dude does not throw the ball away. He wants to hold on to the ball as long as humanly possible. That's just who he is. Other smart quarterbacks get rid of the fucking ball. Carson Wentz stands like a fucking dumbass in the middle of the huddle, in the middle of the fucking pocket, and just waits for. I mean, he just waits forever to get rid of it. I watched the fucking game against the Seahawks. I'm like, Jesus, that's why you're the most sacked quarterback, because you don't get rid of the fucking ball. You don't know what throwing away means.
Dude, and the other thing that is terrible about it is, you know, in years prior, you look at last year when Carson Wentz threw for 4,000 yards throwing to practice squad wide receivers, and you go, the dude has it. Like, you know, good for him. But now he's got all these weapons and they're not doing anything. And yeah, you're allowed to have a down year. Like, you, it happens sometimes, but you can't have a year where you're like, you have no weapons and you perform well, but not like you don't win anything. And then a year before that, where you're hurt for half the year. And then the year before that, where you're hurt again and you're on the team that wins the Super Bowl, but you didn't really play in the Super Bowl. And now you're having a bad year. I mean, they're going to have to make a decision here soon, and you have not made it easy for them, you know?
Yeah, why is Carson Wentz considered so valuable? Tell me, what has he done that is so valuable that he deserved a ridiculous contract?
He did put them in a great position the year that he got hurt for the Super Bowl. I mean, he was playing very well that year.
I will give you that. That is true.
And then he was playing pretty good the year he got hurt and missed half the season. But he wasn't playing like outstanding, but he was playing well enough where you're like, oh man, that did really hurt them. And then you look at last year where he was healthy for most of the season, but none of their receivers were healthy and they just didn't win any games.
Do you want to know why he got hurt so often?
Is it because he's not on PEDs?
It's because he's not a smart quarterback. Smart quarterbacks know what to do in this situation. They know that they should throw the ball away when they're about to get sacked to avoid getting sacked. They know that if you're running outside the pocket, to run out of bounds or to slide, right? Carson Wentz he's not smart. He's not a smart quarterback. He will take unnecessary hits for one extra yard. It makes no sense.
There is actually, I want to say that there's reason to believe that they won't pay him. Like, but I think he's already gotten a contract, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He's gotten paid. I don't know the exact amount.
I don't know what they're. I mean, obviously, it's not top anymore. I mean, there's no way it could be top, but I don't know what they're gonna do then. I mean, if it's you bench him,
money.
You're benching.
It's a lot of money.
You have to trade him. That's the only way that you can make that work.
Right.
Trade him to like the Broncos or not the Broncos. Well, actually, the Broncos might work.
Well, maybe the Bears.
No. They want Gardner Minshew.
Ooh, they want another shitty fucking quarterback that's going to repeat the cycle of eternal quarterback hell that they've been living for 30 years.
But yeah, I'm taking the pack at 8.5.
I am too. I did see one last thing about Carson Wentz. I saw something funny on Reddit the other day, which was a theory that Prince Harry and Carson Wentz actually switched places.
I saw that
last year, and that explains why Carson Wentz is so bad at football and Prince Harry left the royal family.
Now it all makes sense. Meghan Markle's a cover up.
Meghan Markle's a dude.
Let's spread that rumor. Okay. Broncos Chiefs. This is the final Sunday game. Chiefs are 13.5 point favorites. That's so many points. And the Broncos are bad.
Well, how many points?
13.5.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the Broncos.
I'm going to take the Broncos too, only because they have their quarterbacks back, right?
Yeah, they do. And Jerry Jeudy's playing. He's healthy. And I can't take the Chiefs by almost two touchdowns. It's too crazy.
Now, yeah, the Chiefs will win for sure. But I think the Broncos cover said spread. Now here's something. I know we've talked about the Steelers going 16-0. We've talked about the Jets going 0-16. But I'm curious, what what does it look like about the Chiefs? What does their schedule look like? And could they go 15-1?
I think the Chiefs are going to go 15-1.
Well, let's take a look, because after this Broncos game, they have the Dolphins, which I think they'll beat, even though the Dolphins are, they're not the bad Dolphins anymore, but still.
Right.
They have the Saints. That could be the only game that could get make them 14-2. But after the Saints, they have the Falcons and the Chargers. So minimum, they're going 14-2.
I will say the last time the Chargers gave the fucking Chiefs hell the last time they played.
I do remember that, yes.
And it's divisional.
Yeah, can't rule out those divisional games. However, I think either they could definitely lose one more, whether it's to the Saints or to the Chargers. I don't think they lose both of those games. So I'm going to say they go 14-2.
Yeah, I mean, either way, I mean, their record, even if they went 13-3, I mean, they are a phenomenal football team. We knew they were going to be in the spot.
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
We know that they're going to be, like, they're definitely a Super Bowl contender, and they will be as long as Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, and Travis Kelce are on that football team.
Forget about Super Bowl contender. They're the Super Bowl favorite.
I would say, yeah, they are definitely a Super Bowl favorite. I would have said 2 weeks ago when Tom Brady was, like, and they were on that, like, little streak, I was thinking that they could definitely give them a run for their money, but they have not played well the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, and good thing they have a bye this week. Hopefully they get something. Honest, because I do want to root for the Bucks. I like Tom Brady. Like, I know, right. It's weird. It does feel weird for me to say, just because I hate the Patriots and I've always hated the Patriots. But now that Tom Brady's on a different team, I don't feel guilty rooting for him.
Okay, so what do you want to do here? Now, here's the interesting thing. We got doubleheader Monday and a Tuesday game. Do we want to talk about those now, or do we want to save those to talk about on next week's episode?
Well, Andrew, since this will be the last time we talk to our listeners before the Monday game, we should talk about the Monday game.
Oh, yeah.
Because we release on Tuesdays.
I forgot about that.
Now, we can save the Ravens game. Ravens and Cowboys, we can save for our Tuesday episode that we record on Monday.
You know what? Let's do that.
Okay, but we definitely have to talk about the doubleheader.
I don't want to.
Goodbye.
I don't want to talk about
grapefruit time.
Okay, Washington football versus the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I have a hot take for this. I have a hot take.
Ooh, is it Washington football team beats the Steelers?
Yep, that's the hot take. Thanks for coming
no,
up.
No, it is not.
Yeah, it is. I swear to God.
Would you bet it?
Yeah.
If I don't see a bet slip, then.
Yeah, I'll bet it, and I'll write a blog about it, sure.
Steelers are 8.5-point favorites.
I don't give a fuck what the spread is. The Steelers.
Can I bet you on it?
No.
Okay.
Wait.
Yeah, that's. I guess that's fine.
I mean, yeah, we can do that. But
shotgun bet?
No, I'm not putting a shotgun bet on the fucking R words, dude. No fucking way.
You were so confident. I'm just trying to gauge how confident you are. Our viewers have to know. If you would have shotgun bet it, then we would have had a lot of viewers going out there betting on the Washington football team. Just
listen,
saying.
Listen, I'm not confident. I think this is a sneaky, like, game. It's a hot take. Like, you don't have to be super confident for upsets. But I do think.
You're talking to a guy who bets a 10-team parlay religiously. Trust me, I understand.
Oh, yeah? Well, how did your 10-game parlay do week 12?
I did not bet
it. Oh, surprising. Mm-hmm. Religious,
it's
been, huh?
Yeah.
You gotta go to confession is what you need to do.
I've never won the 10-team parlay.
That's a religious joke, Andrew, in case you didn't know.
I
come from a Catholic family. Confession. It's when you confess your sins to the priest.
I've seen Spotlight, all right?
Anyway, I'm taking the football team. I'm taking the football team to beat the Steelers. I think, look, the Steelers are not going 16-0. They're not.
They're not going to lose to the Washington football team, though.
The Washington football team smoked the Cowboys over Thanksgiving, and I think they're going to ride that wave all the way to fucking Pittsburgh and give it straight up Ben Roethlisberger's arse.
So, okay, the Washington football team has weapons, right?
Scary Terry.
Scary Gibson. Terry. They've got, yep. Hear me out.
Give me another one.
If you're, what? Their front defensive line, their front like seven is
McKissick?
Very good.
I don't know.
But here's if you really, really want to stick it to somebody, and I'm Dak Prescott, I might want to sign with the Washington football team. get to play the Cowboys twice a year. You tell everyone to fuck off. They need a quarterback.
That is an interesting take. And I don't hate that move. I don't hate that at all.
I think it would be, I would be here for it. I would fuel the revenge. I would love it.
Now, do you think, so you obviously think Dak is not going back to the Cowboys.
If I had to bet on it, I would say Dak does not go back to the Cowboys. I wouldn't bet on where he lands, but I would bet he doesn't go back to the Cowboys.
Interesting. Yeah. No, I mean,
do you think he does?
Well, I just don't know yet. I don't know. Jerry Jones is such a fucking weirdo. I can't simulate what his mind's thinking. He's a fucking freak.
The next game, the night game, is Bills Niners, and the Bills are a 1-point favorite. You hammer the Bills.
Absolutely. I don't know why that is such a small spread. That makes no sense.
I don't get it. I mean, like, the Niners can't
George
play at
Kittle
their home
come
stadium.
Back from the dead?
No, he did not.
Yeah.
I wish.
If
Dude,
he did,
so
I'd
crazy.
Be yelling at you because I told people not to drop him on fantasy.
Yeah, but then I would be, I'd be worthy of getting yelled at, but I know that won't ever happen. It's crazy. Darren Waller is the tight end too, like consistently over the whole year for fantasy, and he is so far away from Kelsey. It's not even funny.
I know. Dude, well, yeah, Kelsey. Why are we talking about Kelsey? I'm talking about Kittle.
Well, I'm just thinking the gap there, the tight end landscape for this year has been just awful.
Yeah, Kelsey obviously gets like 20 points every game because
he's like the wide receiver, like 12 or something.
Yeah, because Mahomes loves him. Mahomes always throws to him. He's always open in the middle of the fucking field for like a 20-yard gain. It's ridiculous.
He's a matchup nightmare. You can't put a linebacker on him because he's too slow. Like Kelsey will beat him deep for like an out route or something. And then you can't put a corner on him because he will beat the shit out of them.
Yeah, he's huge. I would have said, I mean, Darren Waller is obviously, yeah, he's number two fantasy-wise. Kittle obviously was.
And everyone kind of expected Ertz to be a guy still, but he's fallen off hard this year.
Yeah.
Dallas Goedert's taking that spot. They're going to let Ertz probably walk.
Ooh, how young is Dallas Goedert?
He's pretty young. This is his second year in the league, I want to say.
Gotcha. Yeah, hammer the Bills. Hammer the Bills. Hammer the fucking Bills. What else do you
want? Jump through a table, hammer the Bills.
What do you want from us? Just fucking hammer the Bills minus one. You fucking nuggets.
Get out of here. So, Cowboys Ravens, we'll talk about that next episode. If you have any questions, email me.
Grapefruit.
Grapefruit.
Normally, you can only get this technique in one of my classes, but I wanted to share this with you because I believe every man should get grapefruited. When you grapefruit your man, it's going to feel as if you are giving him head and fucking him at the same time.
Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling.
Valentino summers and wave runners. Chains on my niggas like slave runners. Drug dealers anonymous. Valentino summers and wave runners. Chains on my niggas like slave runners. Drug dealers anonymous. How many Madonnas can that Mazda fit? My brick talk is more than obvious. It's ominous. Garage is the phantom. Ghouls, ghosts, and goblins. Blonde mohawk the collection. I'm Dennis Rodman.
No better feeling would he ever get than being grapefruited. No better feeling would he ever get.
Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling.
Time to hit the showers, 'cause bath server babies.